play nothing but power.
Politics calls for national unity. In international news ahead of elections, Uganda's security forces are accused of using violence. And in sports, Copper Queens to learn to power energies count Wafon Morocco 2026 opponents.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema has personally apologized to farmers across the country who are still waiting for their payments from the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Speaking during a public engagement in Choma, Southern Province, the head of state acknowledged that many farmers have not yet received money for the crops they delivered during the last marketing season, explaining that while the government had initially budgeted for 500,000 metric tons of maize, they decided to purchase all available grain to ensure farmers had a reliable market and weren't forced to accept lower prices elsewhere. The president admitted that this decision put a strain on immediate cash flow, but emphasized his commitment to transparency, stating he would rather tell the truth than cheat the people. To resolve the situation, President Hichilema confirmed that the necessary funds have been worked out and some farmers already receiving their money.
Who have not been paid their money of the crop delivered to FRA, we had only budgeted for 500. Why did we do that? We did not want you to have no market for your maize, number one. Number two, giving you a lower price. We said no. But now we've worked our numbers. All of you will be paid very, very quickly. Some are being paid on only. So all the muntu, mala weula hola, utewa, mu ikasalo. mevona ulijaluvira higaji ndajitambula. I accept and I apologize for that. Why should I lie to you? Why should I cheat? I must tell the truth. I'm a truthful individual myself, but you will be paid. The only issue we are now saying, Marimuma Bank are telling you, we slow, too slow. So we are telling the banks now to move quickly.
Meanwhile, the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, says it has secured enough funds to pay all farmers the sowed maize to the agency, assuring the farmers that they will receive their money. FRA Executive Director Justin Sunka encouraged their farmers to use digital payment methods, saying they are safe, fast and convenient, adding that in future, FRA will pay farmers only through mobile money. He said this will help avoid long bank queues and reduce travel costs for farmers who live far from banking services. Mr. Chunka emphasized that all farmers will be paid on January 10th, and those that will remain will also receive their money, as no farmer will be left out. Citizens First leader Harry Kalava has condemned what he describes as divisive tribal rhetoric by President Hakainde Hichilema, warning that such statements threaten Zambia's unity and peace. Mr. Kalava expressed concerns over remarks allegedly made by the president during recent engagements in Southern Province, which he said appeared to pit the Tonga-speaking people against other ethnic groups. He described the comment as irresponsible and dangerous, particularly the claim that Tongas could be attacked at intercity bus terminals should the president lose this year's general elections. Mr. Kalava said such statements have the potential to inflame emotions, spread fear, and deepen divisions among Zambians. He emphasized that Zambia is built on the principle of one Zambia, one nation, where citizens from all tribes have lived and traveled freely without fear of persecution. The Citizens First leader challenged the president to provide evidence that Tongas have in the past been systematically harassed purely on the basis of their tribe, saying making such claims without proof is highly irresponsible and falls below the standards of leadership expected of a head of state. Mr. Kalava urged President Hichilema to abandon what he termed divisive rhetoric and instead promote unity, tolerance, and national cohesion as the country approaches the August 13th general elections.
We strongly condemn the continued use of tribal rhetoric by President Hakainde Hichilema during his so-called community engagement, particularly in Southern Province. We are deeply concerned that these messages are increasingly framed in a manner that seeks to pit the Tonga-speaking people against other tribes in Zambia. This is irresponsible, dangerous, and contrary to the spirit of national unity. Mr. Hichilema's recent remarks suggesting that should he lose this year's general election, the Tonga people would be beaten at intercity bus terminals like they used to be beaten before whenever they traveled to Lusaka are reckless and unbecoming of a head of state.
Two employees of Innovia Technocrats Limited have been arrested for allegedly stealing 648.50 kilogram bags of fertilizer and 23 10-kilogram bags of maize seed with a combined value of 724,550 kwacha. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo identified the suspects as 28-year-old Gift Matevere and 26-year-old Nancy Samboko, both employed at Innovia Technocrats Limited. Mr. Namalongo said the theft is believed to have occurred between September 19, 2025 and January 7, 2026 at the company's branch in Kalomo Central Business District. He explained that the company had entrusted the two suspects with full responsibility to manage fertilizer and maize seed intended for the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP. Mr. Namalongo added that the theft came to light during an impromptu stock-taking exercise.